Good morning. It is Easter Sunday. He is risen. He is risen indeed. I'm Susan Kent, and I just want to thank you for joining me on this Lenten journey of surrender and freedom, and of sacrifice and transformation. It has been my greatest pleasure. And now let us raise our voices together, praying our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry, our Easter entry, is entitled, Altered. Hear now the word of the Lord from Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 7. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him.' Now I have told you." Now consider this. Something has changed. The women didn't even realize it when they got up that morning to go to attend to Jesus' body. They had been walking with Jesus, listening to his teachings, and being amazed at his miracles. Every day they had been with Jesus, learning from him and living as his disciples. But today, something changed. What a difference a day makes. Only yesterday, they were waiting, gathering with others, remembering Jesus' words. Yesterday, we were hoping. But today, we holler hallelujah. The power of God has been proven. Christ the Lord has altered the course of history to fulfill his promise of salvation. It has been accomplished. We began our Lenten journey just a few short weeks ago, longing to encounter God. On Ash Wednesday, we set out to experience God as the tailor of our lives. We committed to creating space in our lives and in our hearts as we made our lives an altar. We pledged to sacrifice ourselves, surrender the burdens we were carrying, and to confess our sins. And we anticipated a transformational shift that the Lord had promised as we desired to see earth as it is in heaven. Have we seen the transformation? Or have we been like the women who walked each day with Jesus, not realizing that God was at work even when they didn't recognize it? Let's return to the tailor. Step once again onto the platform and look in the mirror. What do you see? Yes, of course, there's still work to be done. But do you not see it? Do you see the new creation of Christ? Do you see the grace that was poured out on you and is making all things new? Do you see the alterations that the Lord has been making as you have walked with him faithfully each day? I do. Today, we sing hallelujah and we remember that Christ is risen. He's not lying in a tomb as a piece of history, but he's the risen Savior who brings resurrection power to our lives today. We are no longer slaves to our sin, but we are forgiven and made new. The enemy cannot hold us down by our mistakes, because we have been released from captivity by the crucified and resurrected King. It's Sunday, and we are Easter people, transformed by the love of Christ. Through his victory over death and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have been altered. The prayer. You are the risen Lord, and we shout our praises to you. You are not in the tomb. You have risen from the grave. Teach us to live as Easter people every day and make our lives an altar to you. Amen. The questions. Acknowledge the changes, big and small, that the Lord has made in you through Lent. What changes are you most thankful for? How can you take the lessons that you've learned about surrender and keep them in your daily practice? Who will you share your transformation story with this week? For the Awakening, I am Susan Kent, and I'm so grateful to have been on this journey with you.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.